Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
And welcome to Power. Nicole Perry, and my guest today is Tasia Lund. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And what I want to do is, Tasia is an amazing singer-songwriter. So young, too, and beautiful, I have to add. But I want to play a song right now, written and sung by Tasia, and it's called Don't Be Afraid, which she dedicates to Callie Kronk, a five-year-old little girl that is very dear to her heart, who recently became an angel. So please stay with us as we share some valuable and very thought-provoking information about Tasia's mission.
Isn't it crazy what life can throw at us? Beautiful moments when the soul's at ease, the most treasured memories. Then there's those times when we're forced to realize all of the little things that pass us by, the things that make us ask the Lord why. Don't be afraid when all that's left is hope. You're a miracle away. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Please don't give up. No light to lead the way, love will take you home to a place where you feel safe. For every tear that falls this sleepless night, there's another reason for you to afraid.
And welcome back to Power. The song that you just heard was written by my guest today, Tasia Lund, and I want to thank you again for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So please tell me and the listener right now about what this song really means to you.
It means a lot to me, actually. It's very personal. It was, of course, written and inspired by Callie Kronk, who was my friend's daughter. She was 5 years old. And, you know, writing this song, it was a very emotional process.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and it means a lot because I feel like the song conveys her message and what she taught to, you know, so many people in the short, you know, the 8 months that she was battling DIPG. And that's just to, no matter how difficult your road is, it's just to kind of walk in faith and have hope that things will get better and, you know, something amazing will come out of it.
Mm-hmm. And so what led you to actually dedicate the song to her?
Well, that was a no-brainer. I mean, the song was written based upon her story. And, you know, when I was finished with it, I thought, how can I make this more meaningful? And, you know, dedicating the song to the family was really the only, you know, the only way.
Yeah, it's sort of just, you knew that's what you were going to do when you were writing it.
Yes.
And so can you share, you know, why you're here today and why you're on the show? You are an entrepreneur because you have a singing and songwriting career.
Yes.
But tell us what really your mission is.
Well, my main reason for being here today is to raise awareness, you know, for Callie's foundation, just to bring to light some of the things that Hope for Caroline is doing. They're raising awareness and funds for DIPG research, and I think it's very important that, you know, that I share with the listeners today, you know, how they can also become a part of that.
Okay, and the DIPG, it was a cancer, brain cancer, and it's called diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma?
Yes.
Am I saying all that right?
Yes, and it's short, it's DIPG, and it is a very rare, malignant, inoperable brain tumor that affects about 150 to 200 families per year.
In the U.S. or all over the world?
In the U.S.
In the U.S.
Yes, and unfortunately, about, I would say, 98% of the children pass away within the first 9 to 12 months after diagnosis.
I read that on the website. And so that's how many families are really statistically devastated by the disease. How much funding is archived for children with DIPG specifically?
Specifically, there's really nothing. The Hope for Caroline Foundation was established when Callie was diagnosed, and they've really made the most impact, you know, for funding this disease. In the past,
her family,
yes. They have done an amazing job, and they've raised almost $500,000 in the past, you know, 10 to 12 months.
In the past 10 to 12 months, $500,000 or more they've raised.
Yes, they've done an amazing job, and they really are, you know, they're raising a lot of funds.
And awareness
that weren't there to begin with.
Mm-hmm. And now I thought the funding for cancer research, it feels like, you know, I haven't been affected. Well, I guess I have. My mom's had cancer 3 times.
I'm sorry.
And 3 different types of cancers. But I thought that the cancer research industry or the research funding was increasing, not shrinking.
Well, I'm sure that for some particular types of cancer it is. And people are doing amazing things to raise awareness for cancer in general. But as far as pediatric cancer goes, the federal government only puts forth 4% of funds.
4%
of funds. 4% to our children suffering from cancer. Which, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, is not enough.
Out of 100%.
Out of 100%, only 4% goes to pediatric cancer. And I believe many people aren't aware of that. And I feel like that's the reason I'm here, is so that people can be aware that our government and our federal government is not providing enough for our children.
Mm-hmm. And so the listener that just heard your song or that will listen to this podcast, they can find your song. It's called Don't Be Afraid. And basically, they can find it at TasiaLund.com. And there's an iTunes button that, you know, says support cancer research. And I just want to clarify that it will go towards all cancer research. Is that right?
Actually, it will go towards Hope for Caroline Foundation.
Oh, that's right. That's
yes,
right.
It will go directly towards their foundation.
Okay.
100% of the proceeds. So if you buy the song, 100% of those proceeds will go to the Hope for Caroline Foundation. And that will be to fund the research for DIPG.
So the 100% will go towards the DIPG?
Yes, the research.
Okay, all right. And we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with Tasia Lund. And you can find Tasia Lund at TasiaLund.com. Tasia is short for Anastasia. And you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
If operating your small business has you stressed, impacts your health, chips away at your relationship and eats up all of your free time, Simple Small Business Solutions can help you implement business systems that make running your business easier. Whether you're trying to make more sales, struggling to get your marketing done, or want better information to manage your business, we can help. Visit us at SimpleSmallBusinessSolutions.com.
Hello, this is Jessica Breisch, owner of Brierley Events. As my favorite saying goes, in a world where you can be anything, be yourself. I believe the same holds true for your wedding day or special event. I take the time to get to know you and your unique style and custom build your planning package. All celebrations symbolize a special time in life, and we will be there with you every step of the way to create your dream day. Please visit BrierleyEvents.com. That's BRIERLEY events.com or Facebook/Brierley Events.
Are you starting a new business? I'm Linda Dooley with Imagination Graphic Solutions. I combine images that illustrate your vision with just enough imagination to make it a reality. At Imagination Graphic Solutions, I blend technology and fine art with creative designs that make your brand memorable. Whether it's painting a picture, designing an ad, or creating a unique logo, whatever method of visual communication you use, it's uniquely yours. Imagination, the name says it all. See our portfolio and contact us through imaginationgraphicsolutions.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm Nicole Perry, and my guest today is Tasia Lund. And she is here. We were just talking before the break about her song that she donated or dedicated. Sorry, I'm getting all mixed up here. You dedicated this beautiful song to Callie. And if they go to TasiaLund.com and click that iTunes button, the 100% of the proceeds will go to the Hope for Caroline Foundation. And within the foundation, they are taking all of the proceeds and donating it towards DIPG research.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure we got all that clear. And now, so you have always had a love for music since you were 4 and 6 years old. You've been singing since 4 and writing since you could put a pen to paper and write words.
Yes.
When did you decide to take your career into like an official direction of singing and songwriting?
Well, I would have to say I have a 6-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. and it wasn't until she was about 2 that my singing career really took on a new path. I always knew I loved music, and I always knew I loved writing, but when she was about 2, I decided to bring her to church. I wanted to give her a religious foundation, and it was actually...
I love that you say it like that.
Yeah.
We talked about that, because I say that to my kids, too. I want to give them a religious foundation.
Yes.
So go ahead. You brought her to the church when she was 2.
Yes, and the first week I was there, they had a write-up in the bulletin, and they were calling all singers to put together a choir, a youth choir.
Okay.
And I actually hadn't sung or done anything with music for about 5 years prior.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a try and see if it's really something that I still am passionate about. And mm-hmm. I joined the choir, and I sung amongst probably about 4 or 5 other girls in the choir for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't until Christmas Mass, I believe it was 2011, that we are all supposed to show up and sing, and I was the only one who showed up. And I did the whole Mass by myself, and at the end of the Mass, the whole congregation stood up, and, you know, some were in tears, everyone clapping, and that's when I knew that this is where I wanted to take my life, and that I wanted to move people with my music and inspire people and, you know, write music that touched people's hearts. So that was when I knew this is what I need to do.
And now, your daughter was 2 at the time, and she's now 6.
Yes.
So basically, really, you've, in the past 4 years,
yeah,
have really taken this to a higher level.
Yeah, I've worked really hard. It's been a tough road. I mean, I had to throw myself into competitions to get my confidence up, and and to get the constructive criticism that I needed.
That you need.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I took all that, and I worked on it, and I worked on my craft, and eventually I started writing again. And around the same time I wrote my first song, it's called Song of Hallelujah,
I love that song.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love that song.
Thank you.
And I want to share that your music, I'm in love with your music.
Thank you.
I want to buy everything.
Thank you.
And we'll talk about that later, because right now you can only download the one song, Don't Be Afraid.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to buy everything else and get my hands on it. But I want to say that your voice is so malleable. I mean, there are some YouTube videos, so you can actually hear a lot of stuff that you've done on YouTube.
Yeah.
And some of the music you've done is, you know, you've done Nicki Minaj, and you've done hip hop, and you've done Eva Cassidy, who I love.
Yeah.
But you sort of do it. Your voice is amazing, and you do it in a way where you take a Nicki Minaj song and you change the whole layout of it.
Yeah.
How is that a passion of yours, to change the craft of the song and just really focus on the lyrics?
Well, I feel like the reason I wanted to do that is, one, I don't play instruments, so it was a way for me to cover music but still be myself and still mm-hmm. put a piece of myself in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also a way for me to develop who I am, as opposed to, you know, trying to mimic the songs and the performers.
Yes.
Taking a say a Nicki Minaj song mm-hmm. and turning it into my own, it was just a way for me to find who I am, and it was just, you know, another thing, another piece of the puzzle, I guess, you know, into discovering what I want to do and who I am.
And I love that. And I think that's amazing that you're able to see that at such a young age, to do something and put your own spin on it. But I also want to say that your music is so inspiring to people that, I think it is inspiring to people that may not even be churchgoers.
Yeah.
Like the subtleness of what you put into the songs, like the spiritualness,
mm-hmm.
it's so subtle.
Yeah.
And the songs and the music that you sing are so uplifting and just inspiring.
Well, I feel like that's my way of, because I know that there's many people who maybe don't believe in God or don't, you know, and that's my way, because I feel like God is love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if I convey love in these songs and put my religious views in there subtly,
mm-hmm.
it will reach more people.
I always say food is love.
Yeah.
With my children, cheese is love, butter is love. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think it's amazing, and I can't wait to see more of and to buy your music. So we need to talk about that. Should we talk about that right now?
Yeah.
So what's happening in January?
So in January, I'm going to head into the studio with actually a good friend of mine, Joe Merrick. He is actually the genius behind my songs and my lyrics and my melody. I write my lyrics and my melody, and then I take them to him and he does the rest. So he is a super talented musician. I will be going into his studio. It's Guilty Dog Studio in Marshfield.
Okay.
And I will be writing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also be working towards some TV and film writing.
Yeah. Now, what's that all about?
So we're going to be writing some songs. This aspect of the project will be done with Michael Carroll. He also works out of Joe's studio.
Mm-hmm.
And he is doing this project where he's writing music specifically for TV and film, where you just, you know, you write songs and you send them to TV shows and they place them.
Producers and movies, and they, you know, sort of pick and choose.
Yes.
And, you know, you might get pushed to the top of the cream of the crop with one of your songs.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Now, so what do you think that the purchase of the actual song that you dedicated will do for Callie's family?
I think it is, you know, it's 99 cents to purchase the song, which, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it's half the price of a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really one person.
You don't even have to sell that. Anybody can buy a 99 cent song.
Yeah. So if everybody goes and downloads the song and purchases the song, it could do wonders for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just raising the funds and raising the awareness, we're getting one step closer to the cure, and mm-hmm. I think that's very important.
And it's not even just about the cure, it's also about, you know, remembering
yes.
Callie. And, you know, I have a niece in my family who passed away when she was 19, and so I understand that you want to remember. Every life deserves to be remembered.
Yeah. And she was beautiful. I mean, a beautiful, beautiful soul. I mean, she touched so many lives in the 8 months that she fought her battle and even before that. And, you know, even when she was going through chemo and radiation, and she always had a smile on her face. And I think that her and also other children suffering from cancer, they can teach us so much. We take so many things for granted.
I know.
And I mean, to see the struggles that her and her family went through with a smile on their face, you know, mm-hmm. they uplifted so many. And that's really what's important.
And it was really important for me to have you here today, because when I was watching your video, there's a collage of photos?
Yeah, a slideshow.
A slideshow. And I recognized one of the photos. And because I have a photo business, I actually made a product several months ago, and I recognized that little girl.
I get chills.
I know. And I connected with you right away, and you know, here you are. So we're going to take another break right now and be right back with Tasia Lund. And you can find the song on tasialund.com. I want to say that all of our commercials are sponsored by our guests and local supporters of These Powerful Women. I'm Nicole Perry, so please keep that power button on right here at 95.9 WATD.
Hi, my name is Erin Kennedy, founder and CEO with Artworks Hair Design. We offer on-site hair and makeup to bridal parties and are home-based in Hyannis, Massachusetts, with the expansion into West Coast Florida and New York City. For our brides, we come to your home or venue and make your special day effortless, beautiful, and keep your morning stress-free. For the salons, we can train your staff to increase your productivity with weddings and special events with the art of dressing your hair. I look forward to designing your bridal party or training your professionals. For more information, visit Artworks, ArtWorx, hairdesign.com.
Hi, I'm Renee Nardo, and I am the owner of Designs Unique, a full-service kitchen and bath company. At Designs Unique, we believe that it is not only important to design for how you live, we also strive to accommodate your lifestyle and needs. Since we only book one job at a time, there is no more waiting for days or weeks for someone to show up or having to make multiple phone calls. At Designs Unique, we make it easy for you to finally enjoy the kitchen or bath that you've always dreamed of. Contact us at designs-unique.com.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Image is Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm here with my guest today, Tasia Lund. And we were just talking before the break about the slideshow music video that I watched on YouTube. And really, there are two videos.
Yes.
So that's one with the slideshow.
Yes.
And then the other one is with you actually doing a music video.
Yes.
And the one with you, it's like a beautiful sepia, you know, tone on the YouTube page that, you know, when you see YouTube, they capture one image.
Yep.
And what I want to share is I think that, you know, 8 minutes out of your life, I think you should watch both videos.
Yes.
Because one of them is the slideshow of Callie, which is a beautiful video. And the other one actually gives all the information.
Yes.
At the end of the video. Now, what does it say at the end of the video of yours?
At the end of the official music video for the song, it gives a little bit of Callie's story. And it also shares all the links that you know that you can visit to find out more about Callie, her family, and their foundation.
And it also shares the federal government 4%.
Yes.
So it gives a little information about the actual DIPG and that kind of stuff. Now, where can someone go to donate for her? For Callie's foundation.
Well, if you don't have an iTunes account and you want, or you just want to donate directly towards Callie's foundation, you can visit hopeforcaroline.org, and there you will find all the information to donate towards their foundation.
Okay, so if you don't have iTunes, you can go to hopeforcaroline.org. Many different places. We're going to post all of this information when we post our photos and the podcast of the show. You can go to Tasia Lund, TASIA Lund.com, and purchase the song if you do have iTunes. And there's also facebook.com/hopeforcallie, C-A-L-L-E.
Yes.
And now what's happening with that Facebook page?
Well, that will keep you up to date on everything that other people are doing, because ever since Callie was diagnosed, people have been rallying together, and there's all sorts of fundraising. They have the Hope for Caroline auction. They had the first annual June of last year, which raised a lot of money towards their cause. Mm-hmm. They'll be having a second annual in next year.
Where is the auction?
The auction was held at Granite Links in Quincy.
Okay.
It was just a beautiful, beautiful night. They had amazing items, it was an awesome night. So I would definitely encourage people to consider going next year, because it's a great way to have a nice night out while helping out an amazing cause.
And there's many, many events that they've had.
Yes.
They had a comedy night. What are some of the other events that they had or are upcoming?
They're also going to be having a second annual Callie's Miracle Run.
Oh, yes.
Which is both a 5K and a 10K. You can do either one. It was held last year at the Norwell High School, and it had an amazing, amazing turnout. Over 2,000 people showed up to run. Yes. It was just overwhelming. It was amazing, and they'll have another one next year. So again, I encourage all the listeners to participate, because it's a great way to help out.
And they can find that information about the run. When is it going to be, in March or April?
I'm not sure. I believe it's probably going to be sometime in the spring.
Okay. And now, so what little tab button on the hopeforcaroline.org website do they find all of that information?
Well, if you visit hopeforcaroline.org, you'll see all of it right there.
Okay.
They'll have the links to the auction, to Callie's Miracle Run, and some other upcoming events. And also, too, on the Facebook page, you'll see there's, jewelers who are donating a certain percentage of their profit towards the foundation, and just many other people. So there's so many ways to help out and donate to this cause.
Mm-hmm. Now, for you, getting back to you for a little bit, what are your aspirations, or what do you really want to do with your singing and songwriting career? Where do you want to take it?
I want to establish myself as a nonprofit musician. I think it's just a wonderful way to use my gifts. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to continue to write music that is inspiring and uplifting, because I feel like for me, when I was a child, music was always an escape. That's just how if I ever had a moment where I needed something to uplift me, it was music. And if I could give others what music gave to me, that would be my dream.
And where are you from?
I'm from Scituate. I was born and raised in Scituate. I still live in Scituate today.
Okay. And what was your life like growing up? You've been inspired by music since you were four. But you didn't start doing it until a few years ago when you decided to join the choir.
Yeah.
So what were you doing in those interim years?
I was figuring myself out. I was, testing the waters and finding my own and, discovering who I was, I guess you could say. And and every road just seemed to bring me back to music.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about Cali and your the foundation and your mission. And you are listening to Power. My name is Nicole Perry, and we'll be right back. This is 95.9 WATD.
Are you getting all of the word-of-mouth referrals that you would like for your business? Would you like to have a team of professionals that are out promoting your business for you? Membership in a BNI chapter provides a positive, supportive, and structured environment in which to exchange quality referrals. Find out how you can benefit from being part of a local BNI chapter by visiting BNIRI.com, serving southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. That's BNIRI.com.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on the Dr. Roz Show. Everything you wish for is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
And welcome back to Power. My name is Nicole Perry, and my guest today is Tasia Lund. And before the break, we were just talking about how really all the roads that you've taken all just keep you, leading you back to music.
Yes.
And writing. Well, let's mention one more time that if you don't have an iTunes account, you can go to hopeforcaroline.org to donate. And if you do have an iTunes, you can go right to tasialund.com and click and order the 99-cent beautiful song. And what is it called again?
Don't Be Afraid.
Don't Be Afraid. Okay. So what scares you the most about the lack of funding?
Well, what scares me is that these children are being stripped of their innocence and their childhood. I mean, cancer is tough for anybody, but for a child, it's devastating, and it's devastating for the families.
Mm-hmm.
And what scares me is that they don't have a voice.
Yes.
You know, people going through cancer or illness in their adult years, they have a voice. They have,
they have access to media and outlets and contacts and email, and children don't have that.
Children don't have that. Mm-hmm. So it's so important for us to come together and be a voice for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the federal funds, I mean, 4% to these children, it's just...
I know, it's staggering that it's such a small amount. But during the break, we were talking about, what percentage of children actually do or are diagnosed with cancer. And, maybe that 4% is a reflection, but I'm not quite sure.
No.
It's a good reflection of the real percent of children.
I agree.
I really want to research that when I leave here today.
Yeah.
Because I'm very curious about the percent of, age groups or age brackets of people that do, get cancer. And you kind of have to lump it all into one, because obviously there's various types of cancers. My mom has had three different types of cancers. And so I think that, really raising curiosity is also going to aid in awareness.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I feel like we need to start speaking for these children and raising the awareness and just talking about it, opening up the dialogue. Why are our children only receiving 4%? Because in my opinion, our children are worth far more.
Yeah.
So
that's sort of a a no-brainer.
I agree.
Children are worth far more than, you can't really put a price.
No, yeah. You can't.
Now, do you have any kind of a theory why the system is a little bit broken? Because to me, it feels like it's a little broken.
Well, I feel like they're putting more importance on adulthood cancers
mm-hmm.
because they've taken maybe more steps in that direction. You know,
mm-hmm.
they've made incredible strides, in
yes.
and they have, and maybe that's why.
And every life is valued.
Every life has
value and is value. So if you're, an older man or an older woman, we're not saying that those people don't deserve to have the funding for their specific cancer research.
Of course.
I think you and I are just coming to a conclusion that we both feel like the 4% is just such a low number.
Yes, it's not enough.
It's really
staggering. And these children deserve their childhood, and they deserve to, just have someone say, don't worry, we're going to take care of you. We're going to figure this out one
mm-hmm.
way or another. And
yeah.
I don't believe that the numbers show that.
Yeah. And now if you could change anything about those numbers or about the lack of funding for the research, what would you change? We only have a few minutes left, so.
I would change it all. I would give much more funding. I would start talking about it. So if the federal government can't provide it, then maybe other people can be aware so they can provide
mm-hmm.
and donate towards the research and towards the pediatric side of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's extremely important. But I do think that the government needs to relook at this and 'cause it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And these children are, families are losing their children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough to lose anyone at any age.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like these children need a chance.
Okay. And, where would we begin? Where would we start? How do you start? Because it almost feels like, I'm just one person. I can't really make a difference. How does somebody begin to...
Well, if everyone changed their mindset and... because a lot of people think that way, that, I'm just one person and what can I do? Well, if everyone changed that mindset and said, I'm one person, but I'm going to do something, then we could really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that every person, whether it's just a simple post on your Facebook page saying,
mm-hmm.
Just raising awareness, saying,
mm-hmm.
throwing a statistic out there for people to think about, I think it's important. And you can help by going to hopeforcaroline.com and donating to their cause, because they are really doing a great job at raising awareness for DIPG, for pediatric cancer, and for finding a cure.
And are there any other families out there that are pushing for more funding with DIPG or other cancers? I'm sure there are families out there.
There are actually, and I wasn't aware of this, and this is why I feel like the Hope for Caroline Foundation has done great things, because they've made not only me, but a lot of other people aware. But yes, there are other families, and you can actually find them on the Hope for Cali Facebook page.
You can. They list some other families
yes,
that
they've
connected with?
They've connected with many other families, and it's sad because a lot of them have recently passed as well. But it's just there are many families affected by this, and you can find them there.
And we talked about that a little bit before, I think. I can't remember if it was on air or at the commercial break, but once you are diagnosed, the percentages, can you give those percentages again?
8% will pass within the first 9 to 12 months after diagnosis.
That is shocking.
And 100% will pass within the first 3 years.
And less than 2% survive? Is that right?
I'm not 100% sure, but I don't believe that
anyone
has survived past 3 years.
Oh, so that's the less than 2% is up to that 3-year mark.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just it's a devastating disease.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, So what do you love the most about your mission to become a nonprofit musician, singer, and songwriter?
Well, I think doing things like writing songs that mean something, that will inspire, and just taking my gifts that I feel, were God-given, and using them for good. I feel like that is what I've been called to do, and that's what I want to do. I want to give back. Mm-hmm. I want to use my gifts for a greater good.
Mm-hmm. And you want to write more music for other families?
Yes. I am always open to writing music for great causes, and mm-hmm. I would love to write music for families that need a little bit of an uplifting anything. I would love to give that as a gift.
Mm-hmm. And you said you would do it for free.
Yeah.
And that's really why you're going to go in the nonprofit direction.
Yes.
Because you just don't really, want to be a mega millionaire star.
No, I feel like it's...
Or a billionaire.
No.
Not like me. I want to be a freaking billionaire.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice, but I mean, if I'm comfortable, I would like to use everything else that I have for others.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important.
Wow. Your daughter is one lucky little girl to have you. And, the Kronk family is so lucky to have you by their side and really at the forefront of your mission and their mission.
Yeah.
I think. And working together is amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that this will make a difference in their mission, because that's definitely what's important.
I think it will. And we're going to, this podcast, we're going to make it go viral.
Nice.
And all over Facebook and Google Plus. So let's just give that information one last time. We are out of time. And I'm so glad you came here
today.
Thank
you so much for having me.
So it's Tasia, T-A-S-I-A, Lund.com is where you can find Tasia's beautiful website and all of her music and pictures and information. And also you can click on that iTunes button and purchase that iTunes song. The 100% of the proceeds of the song are going to Hope for Caroline Foundation, which is really, they're putting all of the funds into DIPG research. You can go to hopeforcaroline.org to find pretty much everything on upcoming events and past events and all kinds of information. You can also go to facebook.com/hopeforcalle, and that's C-A-L-L-E. And I just want to thank you for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women. We have three places to find all of our guests' information as well. As well as mine, facebook.com/powerfulwomenrevealed, 959watd.com. Click that tab for on-air programming, and then weekends and Sundays to find my information. pwr.podbean.com is where we archive all of our shows in case you are just catching the end of it. If you're a woman entrepreneur and you'd like to be on the show, please contact me directly. I'm Nicole Perry. We'll be back next Sunday after the news at noon. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.